Got somebody on the line here. If you just joined us, we're talking about the big fight Angie had over the weekend. was this a caliber of sleeping on the couch fight or not?
No, but it was more like he was disappointed in me, and that was like the worst, because it's not like the first time I've almost run out of gas. You know what I'm saying? So
Angie doesn't believe in putting gas in the car unless it's convenient.
Right.
And even though it's on E, it just wasn't convenient to put gas in the car. So you said to your husband, "Hey, watch me, because I don't have any gas." And he's like, "Why don't you put gas in your car?" So what we're trying to do here is help you, Angie. We want to know how much gas. Those of you who are mechanically inclined or work around this kind of stuff, how much gas is actually left in your tank when your meter says E or below E? Just so we know, all right? We got somebody on the line here. Thank you for waiting. What did you want to say?
Most cars, it's a half a gallon when you get below E.
Yeah, yeah.
But the most critical part is the gas cools the fuel pump that's in the tank. And if you keep doing that, odds are it's going to cost you $8,000 to $1,000 to replace the fuel pump.
Yep. That's right. They say never leave your car, especially below a quarter of a tank. You always want to keep it above at least a quarter of a tank, right?
Correct, because it also forms moisture in the tank.
Go ahead, talk to Angie. You can say her name. Say, "Hey, Angie, listen.
Angie, you can instead of buying a set of stiletto shoes, you're going to be buying a new fuel pump.
Right. All right.
That doesn't sound
all right.
Fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Stilettos, Angie.
Yeah, Angie. Where do you have, you know, you got to. Sure, you can go buy the shoes, but you can't stop at a gas station.
Oh, we're man. Gonna, that's actually scary. I never knew that. Like, legitimately, I'm
no, it's true.
That's, I had no idea. I did not know that, because I used to have a Cadillac and the fuel pump went out on it, and I had to get rid of the whole dang car. It was so expensive.
Let me ask you, were you like this, where you never put gas in it till it was on E?
I've always been like this.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you
but
go.
But to be fair, my mom runs out of gas at her current age.
Yeah, she's, well,
she set the stage for me. She's the one that was like, "Oh, yeah, no, you got this."
I'd be having a frank telephone call when you get off the air today with mom. Let's find out. All right, we're going to be watching you, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you run out of gas, call Carrie. Okay?
Carrie and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.